Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for joining in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I am your host, Paul Marks, and we have a great show today with a wonderful power panel of industry movers and shakers who are experts on the topic of today's show. Now, having been around the multifamily industry for the better part of two decades, I have found that folks in the multifamily industry are extremely passionate about their work. This passion is evident in a person's commitment to the people who cross their paths every day. With this in mind, our topic today is commitment to people, to your associates, and to your residents. Joining us on our power panel of experts is Tracy Yoder, Senior Vice President of Operations at U.S. Residential, and Irene Weinbarger, Real Estate Director with Graystar. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Paul. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
We are talking today about the commitment to people and how it relates to your associates and your residents. And I guess the first question I'll direct to you, Tracy, how important do you think commitment to people is in the multifamily industry?
Well, Paul, I think it's everything. I mean, it's our lifeline. It's what we do. I've grown up in the industry 30 years, started out on site, moved myself up to the corporate position that I'm in now. And the industry's changed a lot over the years. With technology, our apartment dwellers are a lot different now. They're more focused on lifestyle living and just instead of being in an apartment before moving into a home. And our associates, too, it's a different time. When I got into the industry, it just kind of happened to fall into it. Mm-hmm. I think, 30 years ago, nobody said, I want to grow up and be in the multifamily yes. industry. So it definitely a career path for associates now. And I think the commitment to people that we can show as organizations, it's everything to us.
Yeah. And Irene, what is your feeling about the importance of this commitment?
Like Tracy said, I think it's everything. It's paramount. I think this industry is built on people and relationships and how they interact together. It's all about the people, from the client relationship to the employees that you hire to everything that you do. It takes a village for this industry, and it's the people that are in that village that make it happen. And our commitment to that is just paramount.
Yeah. So when you guys think about the commitment to people in the multifamily industry, what does it mean to you?
I think it means just going above and beyond. And as Irene said, it's not one person. It's everybody. And I think it starts with senior leadership within the organization. I think, as long as we're servant leaders and we talk the talk, act the act, and really set an example for our on-site associates, specifically, I think that means everything within an organization.
Yeah,
for sure. Mentoring people and developing them, engaging them, inspiring them. I mean, as you said, Tracy, servant leadership is key because it's a service industry. It is. As well as it's similar to the hotel industry where it's service and it's about people and who you hire and how they deliver that service, that experience that we want to give to everybody that we come in contact with, if it's a resident or client or vendor. It's all about that. Mentorship is key. You want to train up, and right. That's what we need to do. We need to train our people and train them up and make sure that they're ready for other challenges, because the business is, our industry has changed so much, and we're looking for people that we can grow up, and be able to develop that talent internally.
Tracy, you mentioned that you didn't plan on getting into this industry, and that is probably the most common theme that I've heard mm-hmm. in everybody I've come across in multifamily. It's very, nobody has told me that this is what they wanted to do, but yet they get into it, and then they end up with a passion for it, and that's really kind of what we're talking about, is that passion of working with people, whether it be your associates or your residents. Why do you think that is? Why is there that passion in this industry?
I think, Paul, that, you know, the passion comes within. I don't think you have to be kind of built with a certain DNA to be successful in this industry. And you're exactly right. I don't know anybody that says, I want to be in property management. I think that's changed now. I think some of the associates that we are recruiting within our industry are at a completely different level than we were 25, 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely, you've got to have the passion for people. You know, Irene kind of alluded to, you know, hospitality. We have a saying at our company, hospitality mentality. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think, in retail and the hotel industry, that hospitality mentality is now what we have kind of inherited and kind of adopted within the multifamily industry. But there's definitely been a shift. And passion for people, you've got to really enjoy people to be in our industry. I mean, you just do, from you know, dealing with associates to residents. And that's just something that you're kind of built in. And I think there's a lot of people, including myself, that have actually gotten out of the industry for a short period of time. And it kind of just sucks you back in, for a lack of a better term.
It does.
Because it is. It's something different every day. Yes. And we have an opportunity to affect the lives of people every single day, whether it's our associates, whether it's the lives of our residents. And that's something that's very, very powerful.
You know, it's so funny you say that, Tracy. Well, not really funny, but just sticks in my mind. I was thinking on the way here about, you know, the Harvey experience that we had recently, right? Just experiencing it myself personally. And what you just said, you know, we really saw it on the forefront recently, how our passion and the service in this industry can help. And so many people that were impacted by that storm, that horrible storm, that we, on the first day that it happened, had to jump in and understand that, you know, there was people that needed help. And I think having employees that were trained and ready and understand that passion for service, they were there to help no matter what it took. So I think in this industry, we have gone such a distance to understand that resident experience is key to our success.
I'd like to go back to something that you mentioned, Tracy, regarding the industry has changed as far as the way you're recruiting people now, that people are now starting to want to get into the industry. I think a lot of that has to do with, and this is not necessarily technology related, but I think the industry has become more sophisticated over the years, and it's looked at in a different way amongst the people that are in it or the people that are getting into it. Have you seen that?
Absolutely, Paul. It definitely, I think technology has a lot to do with that. But I also think, you know, in years past, when I won't tell you exactly how old we were when we got into the industry.
We were babies.
It was something that you kind of fell into. It was not very sophisticated business. It was very, you know, even working with large named management companies, it was still very kind of ma and pa feel to it. Mm-hmm. I think the associates that we're able to recruit into our industry now, their career paths. And we really, really focus on those career paths, and it can be a very good, financially stable career path for a lot of those younger folks that are, you know, graduating from college. And in days past, we never kind of went to colleges to recruit. It was just not something that people with college educations wanted to get into.
Right.
We've seen a huge shift in that, and really have brought up kind of the educational level and just the overall level of passion for the associates that we now have working for us.
Yes. And, you know, to comment on that too is, you know, at Graystar, we're lucky that we have an internship program. And so we do actively go to colleges all over the country and try to, you know, look at people that are business-minded but service-minded and recruit them. And then in turn, we hope that those interns will go into our graduate program. And in both of those programs, we just try to expose them into every level of our industry. And it's not just being on site. It's every level of it because there's so much that it takes. But you're right. The industry has changed drastically. And, you know, to look at it now from what we've been in for the last, 25 years and more, I'll just put it that way. You know, it's changed, but I think it's changed for the better. Definitely more focused in service, but technology does play a big role in it.
Yeah, and we've done some previous shows where we've gotten kind of into the technology, but I know, I stated this in a previous episode that when I started out in this industry, there was no such thing as the internet. And you know, what has social media done now to affect the industry as far as people who are looking for a place to live, an apartment, or even the reputation management because of the reviews that are given out there? I mean, it's amazing when you get to the technology how those things have affected the multifamily industry. We're going to hold on that thought because we're going to be right back after a short break. We are going to be talking some more in the next segment about the commitment to people, to your associates, and to your residents. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220. Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters. Today, we are discussing commitment to people, to your associates, and your residents. I'm Paul Marks, and with me in the studio today is Tracy Yoder, Senior Vice President of Operations at U.S. Residential, and Irene Weinbarger, Real Estate Director with Graystar. Last segment, we were talking about how the industry has changed, the sophistication, and the importance of commitment to your people in the multifamily industry. My question is, do you think that the commitment to people differs in the multifamily industry than in other industries?
So, Paul, I do. I think that, you know, I've grown up and have worked with several different management companies, some being owner-managed, some being merchant builders. Currently, you know, U.S. Residential is 100% third-party. And I think specifically for the third-party management companies, it is very, very different. Yes, we, you know, we're hired to manage and sell our properties and keep our residents happy, keep our clients happy, but our entire company is made up of our people. Right. That's what we have. We don't own a product. We don't own anything except our, and we don't own our people, but people obviously make up our entire industry.
Right.
So if we as a company don't show that commitment to people, they are our everything and make our success.
Yeah. You know, I think that most industries that are service-oriented have similar philosophy, right? They want that customer experience. They want it to be positive, memorable. So I think that there is some similarities in other industries because we're focused on service. But I think Tracy is so right. When we look at the different types of, you know, clients or, you know, investment or strategy that we're working with, it differs. It does, even with our own industry. When you work directly for a client, or you know, it's an owner managed, or if it's a third party management company. So there's differences within multifamily, But I think all in all, everybody is just looking for that best, you know, to provide that best service to their residents and to their employees and to their clients. And I think that that's similar, you know, it goes through all. Right. Doesn't matter what industry.
And if I could just add to something, Irene, that you just said, because I think you brought up a really, really great point that, you know, even with our, you know, our two companies and a lot of different management companies, even within our organizations, we have different clients that we work with. And even within that client base, there's different business strategies on the different properties. Mm-hmm. So it's very different from property to property. Every single property is kind of its own living, breathing animal.
Right.
And it's really up to us as an organization to find, you know, those right people and give them the training tools to fit that kind of mold of what that property needs.
And I guess it's possible that you would find somebody, one of your associates, who you put into a property, but maybe not was the best fit for that particular property, but is, does great on another property.
Oh, I've never done that, Paul.
No.
it happens more
frequently.
Sure, you
have, Tracy.
But I'll give a great example. I mean, we have, and I know this goes for Grace Tar where Irene works, is that, you know, we have, you know, passionate salespeople that thrive on leasing apartments.
Right.
That's just what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They are sales oriented and they are very, very passionate about what they do. They're salespeople. And that's the exact type of person that we want selling our apartments. And it's kind of ironic because the next kind of natural step within growing in our organization would be then to become an assistant manager. And if you look at kind of the job scope and job responsibilities of assistant manager versus a leasing associate, they're night and day.
Right.
They're collecting rent. They're behind a desk. So another big, I think, you know, shift that we've seen is really, you know, changing that kind of career path for associates. If somebody is passionate about leasing and, you know, they're ready for another, you know, career growth, it may not be the assistant manager position at that particular property. It may be at a bigger property or a lease up. Again, really trying to focus on where their passion is to be able to kind of grow themselves within their career.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that because I've got a family friend who, contemporary of my daughter, who I happened to run into at an HAA trade show several years ago. And I was kind of, I had to do a double take because I didn't recognize her. And I saw no reason for her to be at this show. And she said that she had gotten into the industry as a leasing agent working for your company, Irene.
And then
I kind of kept, because of my affiliation with the industry, I've kind of kept up with her. And,
right.
And she went into exactly what you said, assistant property manager here in this market. And then I saw through social media that she had moved to California with Graystar and was an assistant manager there, left and took a leave to have her first baby. And I called her to congratulate her. And she turns out that she was so excited because she was getting her first property to manage.
Wow.
So she went down that exact same mm-hmm. career path that you mentioned mm-hmm. and with the same company. And mm-hmm. that's kind of a testimonial to the way when someone has a good employee that they recognize that and try that, to move them down that path. And, you know, I guess with my affiliation with the industry and being connected to people on social media, I see all the time initiatives that companies will have where there's someone holding up an award they won with a picture and they're so
right.
excited. What kind of initiatives do your companies use and do you guys use to incentivize and to keep that passion for commitment alive?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of it comes down to recognition and, you know, and recognizing them in multiple ways. You want that employee to be engaged and you know, you want to inspire them. Part of that is, you know, giving them the tools to be successful, training, development, exposing them in the industry, not just into the Graystar environment, but also get involved with HAA, TAA, getting involved with lots of outside organizations. You know, we're involved with St. Jude, we're with Camp Hope. We really try to get our employees to be involved in multiple things.
Mm-hmm.
So that way they feel like they're part of something
right.
bigger and, you know, something that's important. But it's about growth. I mean, a lot of the employees that even come to Graystar, they know that it's a large company and they want to be there because they're looking for growth and promotion. I interview people all the time that said, I was a manager for this company, but I know probably to get in with Graystar, I might have to take a step down, but that's okay because I'm going to learn your environment and I know that the sky's the limit for me. It's going to depend on my level of commitment to where I go within this company. Promotion is all around us. So I think it's keeping them engaged, recognizing them, try to be, for us as leaders, try to be transparent to understand what's going on. I mean, after I leave here, I'm going to be going to teach a class for Graystar for the Assistant Manager Rising Stars. And so those are people that we've identified that are the cream of the crop of that position that we are getting ready to be managers. So we invest in them and of our own time and just to try to grow them. So I think that there's so much that we do on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, and I agree with Irene. I mean, recognition and awards events and being able to, post those pictures, Paul, like you mentioned, on social media. People like to be recognized for a job well done. And we also, at U.S. Residential, also allow volunteer time and encourage it. We give them paid days off to do volunteerism, whether it's, at their local church or maybe at their children's school. So we don't mandate exactly what they do for volunteer, but we do give them those days, and we pay them for that. Something recently that we've done at U.S. Residential, and I know a lot of companies do this, sometimes annually, sometimes biannually, but we did do a recent associate satisfaction survey. And again, it was with the thought process and philosophy that we are committed to our people, but we also want to hear from them. And our ratings came back great. But what was more interesting and kind of, eye-opening as an organization is that we allowed them to give a lot of verbiage and give a lot of comments. And we took the comments back to our leadership group and really kind of analyzed some common, trends. Then we took it a step further and posted all of our associate satisfaction surveys company-wide. Being very, very transparent is very important within our organization. It's not just to do a satisfaction survey and not do anything with that satisfaction survey.
Right.
So we took the survey results and we posted it nationally. So all of our associates could see exactly what the feedback was. And now we have action plans for some great ideas that came back from the associates. So I think, again, taking those satisfaction surveys and then listening to our associates and then putting them into action.
Right.
Key, listening. That's such people want to be heard and they want to know that you care about their successes and their development. I think if you can provide that, level of commitment to them, they're going to be committed to your organization as well.
That's great.
So, yeah.
We're going to leave it there for right now. We've got two more segments to go talking about this topic. I want to let everybody know that if you want to provide show topics or guest ideas or suggestions or listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, you can go to our website, multifamilyradio.com, and we welcome your input and ideas. We are going to be right back after this short break. You are listening today to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220. Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
We are back, and you're listening to Multifamily Matters. Today, we are discussing commitment to people, to your associates, and your residents. I'm Paul Marks, your host, and we're talking with Tracy Yoder, Senior Vice President of Operations at U.S. Residential, and Irene Weinbarger, Real Estate Director with Graystar. And we've talked in the first two segments about the commitment to people, mostly dealing with your associates, the employees, and the people who work within your organization. But the topic also has to do with commitment to people with your residents. So obviously, your commitment to people has something to do with ultimately with resident retention, which is always an important thing in the multifamily industry to keep in mind. What is it that you feel are the key points about the commitment to the residents?
Well, I at U.S. Residential, we've got, you know, three main values, and the number one value is commitment to people, both associates and residents. But our two other values kind of play into how we deal with our associates and residents, and that's do the right thing and consistently seeking a better way. Again, you know, we mentioned earlier, Paul, and discussed a lot about how our industry has changed. I think it has changed dramatically as far as our resident base. I had mentioned earlier, you know, the typical resident that we would get was either a full-time kind of just apartment dweller, or, you know, sometimes it was that stepping stone, you know, prior to purchasing a home. Mm-hmm. Now, and you can just, you know, look around Houston and look at the high-rises and just the more sophisticated product with the amenity packages that we offer. It is a lifestyle for our mm-hmm. residents now. And it's not something that they have to live in an apartment complex anymore. And we see a lot of, you know, a lot of people moving from homes into apartments. So our demographic today is much, much different. They're very sophisticated. We're very focused on, you know, technology, making it very, you know, easy to move into a property. Everything's online now. You know, it's again, making it very, very simple for them, and offering, you know, all types of concierge services, again, to create that lifestyle living. So the focus on our residents is much more high maintenance probably than it was many years ago. And I'm not saying that in a negative way. Right. It's just our residents want that attention and they want that service. And as Irene mentioned, we are in the hospitality business. And mm-hmm. if they have a really good, you know, living experience, not only will they stay as residents, they'll refer their friends, they'll mm-hmm. refer their coworkers. So again, our focus on residents is just, as Irene mentioned, it's just paramount, you know, and equal to our focus on our associates.
I agree. And I think with everything that we've talked about earlier about how we try to engage and provide, you know, tools to our employees, well, we do it for a reason. It's so that way when that resident or that prospect walks in the door, that they're ready and they're engaged with that resident, because it's what people want. They want to feel like they're important when they walk in the door. They're busy. Mm-hmm. We're all busy. Time is precious. And so we want to be ready for them to talk to them, sell the lifestyle, sell the community, show them that we have what they need, and to have the right people to be able to do that. And listen, a lot of times it's just really listening to them. Even when they've now moved in and they've become our residents and they're upset about something, we really want to make sure that when they come in that we're listening, we're always have that positive attitude, and, you know, we're engaged with them so they feel like this is home. Right. Because it is home to right. them, and that's special. So it needs to mean something. So we need to make sure that they feel that, you know, feeling of they've created an environment where they feel comfortable. They can invite their friends, refer their friends, whatever it is. But you're right, Tracy. It's lifestyle these days. It's concierge services. You know, we manage buildings from, you know, these 30-year-old projects to brand new high-rises in downtown. And you have to be able to give that resident that experience that they're looking for.
Well, and I would say that there's probably a difference. You can tell me when you mentioned the demographics has changed of your residents. I imagine there's sub-demographics that within that general demographic. Like, for instance, I read article after article about millennials and what they want in a lifestyle living in a multifamily property. How have you seen that change, and what's different about the different demographics you would have within your general demographic?
You know, it's interesting, Paul, that you bring that up, because you're exactly right. We've got a lot of sub-demographics within, you know, the overall demographic. And it's kind of ironic to me. We've talked a lot about, you know, the customer service aspect. And, you know, Irene mentioned it. It's so important for us as the associates and management company to be engaged, to offer a service. And the irony to me is that it's never been easier for a resident to live at a property and not actually really ever have to come into the property.
Sure, that's exactly right.
You know, they do everything online, mm-hmm. from applying online to paying rent online. We have package concierge. They can set up, you know, their insurance, their mail, their utilities. They literally don't even have to come into the office. So we've made it very, very seamless. And the millennials love that. They like to do everything online,
right.
As you know. But on the flip side, it's never been as important to when they do come into the office that they experience a very good, you know, customer service aspect to it. And that kind of all ties together with their entire living experience at the property.
Yes.
You know, I was going to say that in a past show, we talked about how you deal with your residents, the best ways to deal with them. And one of the things you'd mentioned, Irene, was you want them to feel like you're listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I know I've heard this at the association before is it has to do with body language. And,
mm-hmm.
and there's a whole lot of things that goes to that training we were discussing earlier with your associates as to how they deal with a resident when they come in the door. How has that changed?
Well, I think I'm not sure if it has. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I think that the body language for somebody has always been there, right? If they're upset, and how you diffuse the situation, how you take care of it, how that employee, again, interacts with that resident and solves their problem, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
even if it's something that is not, you know, the fault of the office or the property or even of the resident, we're there to try to solve it. But I think the main thing is just to listen and to understand that they're upset if they are. Or, you know, we have residents that come in and just say, hey, I had a great experience. And we tell them, well, go put it on social media. Go, you know, write a positive review. So, you know, body language has a lot to do with it. But I think it's always have. It's people business.
Right.
That's what we're talking about, commitment to people. So, you know, somebody's language has always been there. It's a matter of how we interpret it and what we do with it.
And so what types of initiatives do you guys use to try and let your residents know that they're appreciated? And I guess it would differ from the type of property as well, as far as what amenities you have available and so forth.
You know, it's kind of interesting, Paul. I know that a lot of things, as we've talked about, have changed within our industry. But then there's a lot of things that, I hate to sound so cliche-ic, but it's really back to the basics.
Mm-hmm.
It's really back to basic fundamentals. Doing, you know, resident events, social activities, things of that nature. We've been doing for years,
mm-hmm.
and it's still such a huge, important piece of what we do to show appreciation for our residents. And it's also building a community,
right.
within the apartment complex. But also, you know, we do, as many other companies do, we do resident survey programs that does, you know, several different touch points. It does a survey when the resident moves in. It does a survey to the resident when they've had a work order request completed at their home. It surveys them when they're about to come up for renewal. And it also surveys our prospects, too. So you know, using technology and able to really, again, look at those results, analyze those results, get back with those residents if for some reason they didn't have a good experience, and really acting upon that. So, and I think the residents really, really appreciate it, just like the associates. They want to be heard. But not only that, you know, once they're heard, it's what we do with that information.
Yeah.
And I agree. I mean, I think so many of us do similar surveys and, you know, it's that touch point from that very beginning, from that experience of when they go onto the website and how, you know, what they feel about the website and how, you know, it's interactive with them to the point that, you know, when they lease, again, another touch point. There's so many times we have so many opportunities to make a good experience. And it is once they move in to have that apartment ready. There's nothing like not having right. the apartment ready, you know. Got to have that apartment just perfect for them. Have it ready. And then to be able to offer all those, you know, other services that we talked about. You know, the package concierge so they can get their package 24 hours a day. They love that. They right. do. And the resident events, just all of those things that are a touch point and gives us an opportunity to be able to engage and provide service to our residents.
Yeah, well, that's all very important. We're going to leave it there for the this segment, and we're going to be back in a couple of minutes. But I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S., WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management, and Ted W. Allen and Associates, specializing in multifamily habitational insurance since 1967. We will be right back with our final segment after this short break. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call EconServe today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's EconServe at 713-662-3220.
We're back with our final segment, and we're discussing commitment to people, to your associates, and your residents. I'm Paul Marks, and my guests are Tracy Yoder, Senior Vice President of Operations at U.S. Residential, and Irene Weinbarger, Real Estate Director with Graystar. Before we jump back into the conversation, I want to let people know there's other ways to listen to our show than on the radio at 10 a.m. every Friday. You can listen to live stream at 10 a.m. on the KTEK website, which is www.business1110ktek.com. You can listen Fridays at 10 a.m. on the iHeartRadio app or on the Business 1110 KTEK app. Or you can go to our website for Multifamily Matters, www.multifamilyradio.com, and listen to this episode as well as any other archived episode at any time at your convenience to listen to those things. We were talking before the break about commitment to residents, and I think we did a great job of covering that. We've talked a lot about commitment to people, whether it's associates or residents. Are there any other people that you feel this philosophy should include when it comes to the multifamily industry?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we obviously have been focusing on our associates and our residents, but kind of going back to our core values and commitment to people, you know, our customers reach so far beyond just our associates and our residents. I mean, obviously we have our clients that that own our properties and their investors, and that's what can be a far reach. We have our supplier partners. I mean, we couldn't do our business without really good relationships with our supplier partners. And just because, you know, we have a resident and say they move out, keeping in touch with former residents, prospects that walk through the door that may not lease right away. Again, these are all just a lot of different customers that, you know, our commitment to people reaches far beyond just our associates and our residents.
Mm-hmm. It does. I mean, there's so many people, like we like to say, in the back office, right? I mean, you have your accounting department, marketing. I mean, at Graystar, we have a phenomenal marketing department that I don't think I could do what I do without them. I mean, they're our backbone for us. But our analysts, I mean, there's just so many people that make it a whole to provide that experience to our clients, to our residents, you know, to our employees, to engage them. So, I mean, it's a full commitment, you know. It takes a lot. Like I said earlier, it takes a village,
right,
you know, to make it happen. And I think, you know, having that commitment to all aspects, to everybody that's involved, and making them all feel like they're part of it, I think is you know, what we have to do every day.
If I can just add on to that, Paul, and Irene, you bring up a great point. You know, a lot of what we've been talking about on associates, I think has been kind of geared to where it's been about kind of our on-site associates,
right,
the people that are actually, you know, on-site running these properties. But, you know, as Irene mentioned, there are so many associates, you know, within our organization and Graystar's organization that if we didn't have them, we wouldn't have a company. And that is the accounting groups and the HR departments and the risk management groups and the marketing departments and the training departments. And we have a long list of shared services that focuses on analyzing kind of the resident analytics. We've got the analysts that, you know, sort through data on a daily basis to make sure our jobs are easier. And it's definitely something that I know as a company, U.S. Residential, we're very, very honed in on bringing our company together. You know, our company is U.S. Residential, and, you know, you can see my business card. It's us.
Right.
And we say us. Because
nice
it's, thank you very much. it is us as an entire, you know, organization, and we really, really focus as a company to bring all those department heads together when we're talking about different kind of initiatives. Because yes, the associates that are on site doing their thing every single day is important, but we've all got to be on the same page as far as an organization and have the same kind of, you know, inline kind of initiatives to have the same result.
Yeah. Well, you know, you'd mentioned as far as other people, owners and investors, your clients, a little bit about how you interact with them. How do you deal with them to show them that commitment to them?
I know with every company that I've been with, it's going to be different from client to client, you mm-hmm. know, but it's also really being nimble as a management company to be available for that particular client and what their particular needs are. Different clients want different things as far as their, you know, kind of means of communication. And I think Irene can speak to this. You know, we've got clients that that want to talk every day. We have clients that we may hear from them once a month after they get their financial package.
Right.
So it really is very, very different from client to client. But I think it just goes back to the same thing with the associates and the residents. They want to be heard. They want us to be proactive. They've hired us as a management company. So they want us to come to them before they come to us,
right,
you know, with
right.
certain items,
right.
obviously.
Yeah.
So really communication, I think, with the clients is key. I know at several of the clients that we work with, you know, we have our different asset managers that we work with. But then they have to go report to an entire investment committee.
Sure.
So really our communication has to be very, very clear and concise, so then they can also report to the investment committees.
And I think one of the things that I found interesting in a previous show that we did was that you got obviously absentee owners, but they may be in a different country. And, or they may be in a completely different part of the country than you're in. And you've got to work around their schedules and communicate with them in the way, as you said, that they want to be communicated. And it differs from owner to owner.
I agree, Paul. I think it does differ, I think, from owner to owner and what their expectation is and, what they expect, they've hired us. They're hiring an organization, and when they hire you, they're hiring everyone. So you're developing that relationship, but it's a village that they're hiring. So we need to be able to understand that and, deliver to what their expectations are. But Tracy, you said it so well. I mean, be proactive,
right.
Not just be reactive. Let them know. I mean, Houston is a prime example. This market changes all the time, and there's so many things that affect it, and the economy has affected us and in some ways good and bad. And we need to be able to help and inform our clients and to let them know what we're seeing and kind of provide them a picture of what's happening. So
right.
they understand what, that we care about their investments.
We talked about how technology has changed things too. And I think that applies to the relationships that a company has with its clients from the standpoint of, we had a guest on the show who said that they have clients, owners, or investors who check the reviews of the community they're invested in, and all of a sudden they'll get a call, did you take care of this problem? Which before, that was available through social media. They had no idea what was going on day-to-day on the property. How do you deal with that, I guess?
We deal with it daily. it's something that has definitely been a change within our industry, but our clients are obviously very, tech savvy, and you're exactly right, Paul. It's something that I know all of my clients, they go in and they check the, apartmentratings.com and mm-hmm. see how we're doing, and it's not odd that I'll get kind of a random email, what are we doing about this?
Right.
So it is just kind of an extension of what we do, just kind of at a different level, because technology has given them a lot of these tools. I know that we do have a particular client that, as you mentioned, has investors that are overseas, and it's pretty interesting. When I first started dealing with this client, we're walking a new development, and he was pointing out to me different cameras that were set up, mm-hmm. within the property. And, I questioned, I was like, wow, we're being taped like all the time. And, it's kind of a running joke, but it was the foreign investors that always wanted to look mm-hmm. at their properties.
Right.
And kind of see what's going on a daily basis and kind of the common areas and things of
right.
that nature. So mm-hmm. our clients are definitely a lot more in tune to the properties and, more so, I think, the day-to-day operations than in years past.
Yeah.
Those cameras helped during Harvey, mm-hmm. Because there was so many, at times people couldn't get through, right, remember, the roads and
right.
couldn't see what was happening, and they wanted to know what was going on. So they actually, our clients were able to go online and be able to look at their properties because of the cameras or the technology that we have available, that they can see what's happening. And that brought some comfort level to know what was going on. But you're right, they're tech savvy, and they're, questioning sometimes, a review. Or, I got one the other day from a client just because it was a great review about a property in City Center. And they were just, saying, hey, tell the team, great job,
mm-hmm.
This is a great experience. So it's both, but they are engaged and they're looking.
Yeah.
And they should be.
And they just have a more direct connection to,
mm-hmm.
to what's going on than they did when we all kind of got into the industry a
yes.
long time ago.
Yes. Things have changed.
Exactly. Well, I want to give you guys a chance to say a little something about your companies in the last couple of minutes of the segment, a little bit about you and your company. So, Tracy, you want to start out?
Sure. So I've been with U.S. Residential for coming up on 2 years now. And I've been in the industry coming up on 30 years. And within that 30-year time frame, I have worked for a lot of great organizations. All my adult career has been here based in Houston. My recent position with U.S. Residential has shifted. I now oversee operations for the country. So we are a little bit more of a boutique firm. As I mentioned before, we are a third-party organization, so we do all fee clients, but we are about 25,000 units. We are nationwide. And again, I feel that we have a little bit of best of both worlds. We have all the processes and technology and support service groups as a bigger organization. We're just a little bit more intimate in size. And I think a lot of our associates like that. They're not, you know, a number. They are heard. You know, as I mentioned before, we did the associate satisfaction surveys. And I think if we were a larger organization, I don't think that we probably could have pulled off giving out all the results and hearing from our, you know, associates and actually having a conference call and listening to them. So, again, really, really blessed to be working for the company. And we've got some great associates and just really, really glad to be a part of the team.
Yeah. Irene, how about you?
Yes, you know, I work for Graystar. I've been with Graystar now for a little over 3 years. Great company, large organization. You know, we manage properties all over the world, actually. You know, we just got into Australia, China, and we're just in the UK. But here, you know, we manage over 150 properties in Houston alone. And we manage over 400,000 units worldwide. So it's a large right. company, but we still are in touch with our clients, our residents, our employees on a very personal basis. So I think it's big, but it still feels small, which is good. I've been lucky that I've been able to work with Tracy that's sitting next to me for so many years, and she's mentored me, so kind of grown up in the ranks with her, and just feel blessed that this industry has brought some good fortune to a lot of us. And Graystar, I think, is a prime example. Bob Faith started that company in 93, and you know, we have a lot of good people that work within Graystar, and you know, our mission statement is enrich the lives we touch by doing things the right way. And I think that's what we try to do. Just proud to work with a great organization.
That's great. Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today. This was very enlightening to not only me, but I think our listeners. You are going to be able to listen to Multifamily Matters each and every Friday right here on 1110 Business KTEK. We will be back next week with another great topic and great power panel. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.